Another pastor tells about an experience a member of his congregation shared with him. This member was going through a time of deep hurt and personal loss. And one evening she received a phone call from a dear friend, a wise friend, a trusted friend. And they were sharing and talking about all that was going on in her life. And her friend said, "You know, I am jealous of the person that God is going to shape you to be through this. I wouldn't want to travel the road that you're traveling, but I do want to end up where you are going to end up." It was not a well-timed statement. In fact, the woman told her pastor that it was all she could do not to hang up the phone on her friend. "Count it all joy," says James. The diagnosis, the separation, losing your job. Those times when you think you just can't get through the day. Those times when you wonder how you'll ever even want to get out of bed again. Count it joy? That's like your mom telling you that it's for your own good when she punishes you. And yet, trials bring steadfastness in our faith. And that steadfastness matures us and completes us. It shapes us more into who God dreamed we would be when God made us. In 1940, Wilma Rudolph was born prematurely in Clarksville, Tennessee. She weighed in at 4.5 pounds. Her mom was a maid. Her dad was a railway porter. And she had 20 siblings. She struggled with pneumonia. She suffered from scarlet fever. And then when she was 4, polio weakened her left foot and leg. She was left wearing a leg brace and an orthopedic shoe. And then for 2 years, she and her mother boarded a bus for Nashville every week because the local hospital wouldn't treat little black girls. And then 4 times a day, her family massaged her leg. When Wilma was 12, she no longer needed the brace or the orthopedic shoe. And then when she was 20, in 1960, she became the first American woman to win 3 golds at an Olympics. She did it running track. The joy of facing trials in life is in the consequence, not in the process. James doesn't tell us why bad things happen to good people or where bad things come from. What James tells us is where they lead. "Blessed is the person who endures," he says, "for when that person has stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him." Now the word for crown, that crown of life in Greek, is the same word as the laurel leaves that Greek Olympiads wore. Trials are to be endured. And those who endure and persevere in faith are blessed. They receive the crown of life. They win the gold that God has promised to those who love him. Not, says James, because God ever wishes trials on us, but because our trials make our faith and our love of God stronger. Every good and perfect gift is from God. God, who created the sun, the moon, the stars, and set them on their courses through phases and eclipses, with lengthening and shortening days and shadows. God is not like them, though. Unlike the sun and the moon and the stars, God has no variation. God does not change. God has created a world with change and with shadows. But God is a God of light and not a God of shadows. Trials will come because this world has shadows. We will be tempted, But those trials and those temptations are not placed in our lives by God. They are a part of life, just like the phases of the moon. And they are the times when we grow in faith. We're stretched, and it hurts. And yet when we find ourselves in the deepest shadows, we realize our powerlessness and our own need for God. And it is there that we experience the depths of God's love and faithfulness. It is there that we learn to sing with our souls, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be." I have on a pin today. It's a pink ribbon with a cross with arrows. My chemo nurse gave it to me on my last day of chemo, May 20th, 2013. She told me it was a survivor pin. And I took it, and I put it in a drawer. I didn't care if I ever saw it again. I was just glad to be through. And I didn't want to see that reminder ever again. Pink, once one of my very favorite colors, had become sickening to me. All things pink ribbon were completely maddening to me. But now I can't imagine who I would be if I had not had cancer. It shaped me and changed me for the better. And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, and I would never want to go through it again. But I wouldn't trade it either. The woman who told her pastor about her friend telling her, "I'm jealous of the person that God is going to make you through this. I wouldn't want to travel the road you're traveling, but I do want to end up where you are going to end up." Now, nearly 15 years later, this woman can look back and see how that difficult time shaped her, and those who know her well would say that her friend was right. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen.